HPR Network presents the Warhawk Sports Reports, powered by McMurraySports.com.
With your Warhawk Sports Report, I'm Tony Desiri. The men's basketball team getting back to work on Saturday, January 5th, when they head to Austin, Texas to take on St. Edward's University. The men, 7-2 on the year, have won two straight. Their last victory over Northern New Mexico, 84-67. The Hilltoppers come into the matchup with the Warhawks, 10-6 on the season, and are 4-1 at home. Shamik Johnson leads the Hilltoppers, averaging 16 points per game and 5.7 rebounds per contest. Jamie Stukes, 10.5 points per game for St. Edward's. The Warhawks, led by Kenny Williams, he's pouring in 20.1 points per game to go along with just under 8 rebounds per contest. Antonio Bell chipping in 11.6 points per game. The women also in action January 5th when they take on St. Edward's. The Warhawks 4-8 on the season, 2-6 away from Abilene. Recently, they fell to Henderson State in Arkadelphia, Arkansas in overtime, 67-62. Kashia Collins had 17 points and 6 rebounds in the loss. Rakita Thomas had 11 points. Warhawks defense had 8 blocks in the game. Overall, Collins is averaging 12.9 points per game. Anna Dominguez, 8.9 points. St. Edward's coming into the contest 8-4, 5-3 at home. Had their 5-game win streak snapped with the loss to Abilene Christian on December 29th. Dawn Keel leads the Hilltoppers, averaging 15.7 points per game. Maddie Wheeler, 13.9. On January 12th, head coach Bev Ball and the Warhawk swim team will head to Sherman, Texas for the Austin Collegiate Invitational. Back on November 30th, the Warhawk swim team split against Austin College, with the men winning 141-70. The women fell in that match 99-72. The women overall 0-3 on the season, while the men improved to 1-2. The Warhawk golf team will start the spring season on February 10th. That will be at the Texas A&M International University Jack Brown Memorial. That event to take place at Laredo Country Club. The Warhawk tennis team will get started February 1st against Dallas Baptist University. They'll also have two matches on February 2nd, all three of those events at home. With your Warhawk Sports Report, I'm Tony Desiri.
This HPR Network presentation of the Warhawk Sports Report has been powered by McMurraySports.com. For the latest Warhawk news, interviews, highlights, and much more, go online to McMurraySports.com.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10-1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-866-8690. 800-866-8690. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-866-8690. 800-866-8690.